In a policy that's come to be known as the Stolen Generations, about 100,000 Indigenous children were taken from their families. Now, a new report from the Productivity Commission shows the numbers of Aboriginal children removed from their homes are five times higher than in 1997. What's more alarming is that half of these children weren't placed with family relatives. Emmy Dowling investigates.
In 1997, the Bring Them Home report outlined that social inequality and neglect were the primary reasons for intervention in Indigenous communities and suggested that community development needed to be addressed and that Aboriginal-led agencies should be responsible for Indigenous child protection. In 2012, the government invested over $3 billion into their initiative called Stronger Futures, which aims to improve the lives of Aboriginal people in the Northern Territory. But the subsequent expansion of state child protection agencies has led to even more children being removed from families because of reports of neglect. Paddy Gibson, senior researcher at the Jumbunna Indigenous House of Learning, says child protection agencies aren't supporting Indigenous communities.
You need to understand the extreme poverty that Aboriginal communities are in, the complete lack of support that exists for Aboriginal families who are struggling. That structural oppression, the structures of poverty, those are the things that are creating the conditions that are leading to these children being removed. But rather than trying to actually seriously address those issues or support those families or put in place programs that may allow people to try and get their lives on track and care for their children, they're met with this incredibly punitive response from child protection agencies who go in and take kids.
He says it's a traumatic experience for the children and families involved.
I've heard stories of police turning up with child protection workers at people's houses because of chronic health issues. There have been reports about families who aren't properly caring for the health of their children, and that results in a forced removal by police. I've heard stories of children being placed on aeroplanes that have been chartered by child protection workers to go into communities. They're then taken hundreds of kilometres away, placed with a non-Indigenous family who don't speak their language. I mean, the traumatic experience that gives for both the family and the child, it's just very difficult to comprehend how traumatic that must be for a young Aboriginal child to be ripped away from their family like that.
Mr. Gibson says removing Aboriginal children from their families is happening all over Australia.
Certainly by no means something that's limited to the Northern Territory. In fact, the rates of removal that are taking place are higher on the East Coast. If you look in Queensland, for example, you know, I've heard stories of babies being removed from the hospitals. 200 babies, in fact, were removed from North Queensland hospitals in the last three-year period. And very often this is Aboriginal women who are coming in from remote communities to give birth, you'd say, the Cairns Hospital. They're not told before they leave their community that there's a child protection issue. They then have their baby taken from them just after they've given birth. There's no support for that family. There's nothing in place to actually help them advocate to get their lives back on track. So we really are talking about the treatment of Aboriginal families that is just straight out of the Stolen Generation era in terms of the brutality which struggling families are met by child protection agencies across Australia.
Paddy Gibson, senior researcher at the Jumbunna Indigenous House of Learning. The Secretariat of National Aboriginal and Islander Childcare is holding a forum in Melbourne this Friday to try and stop the creation of another Stolen Generation. The CEO of the Secretariat hopes a national campaign can lift the oppression of Aboriginal people.
We'd like to see a lot of time and energy put into preventative work. So instead of waiting until families are broken down, communities have been broken, we'd like to see some work going into rebuilding, to supporting families to be better parents where they need that support, doing something around issues of poverty so that doesn't become an indicator of neglect, to look at how we can keep kids in out-of-home care more stable so that there's not a constant churn in out-of-home care, and make reunification as a primary goal before children are even taken away, that we start looking at how do we reunify this child with their family or their community or their culture, or preferably all three.
In May this year, Northern Territory Chief Minister Adam Giles said he'd endorse adoption as an option for neglected Indigenous children. Paddy Gibson says the Chief Minister is playing a very dangerous game.
Now, the difference between the foster care system as it currently stands and adoption is that if children are adopted, the families would lose all rights to try and get custody of those children back. It's hard enough as it is when a child's in long-term foster care for a poor Aboriginal family to be able to negotiate the legal system and try and, you know, have a chance at reunification with the child. If the child's adopted, they have no chance. Game's over. That kid's gone. So it's very, very dangerous that a chief minister who sits, you know, on top of a system in the Northern Territory where people are living in third world conditions, people are struggling every single day to get the very, very basic things that you and me take for granted and build a life for their families. He is saying that a solution to that will be to actually remove the children. It really is the mindset that gave us the stolen generation and the practices that are unfolding at the moment across Australia. We're seeing that coming back now.